So Wednesday night or Thursday night, any one of these four nights, he's allowed to live with her. Afilu b'Shabbos, mashm, even on Shabbos also, he's allowed to have the first beer, live with his wife the first time on Friday night. So you see clearly here, it's smutah to live together the first time on Shabbos. So Rashi says like this, my love, that hanecha bo leilos, these four nights, ad moitzoy Shabbos, up until moitzoy Shabbos, etoni, lochi ton lehu. Why does it say these four nights? What's the chiddush? Di loy boal, di lo gemura. If he did not live with her yet, the complete bia, never went into her completely, motzel lemivel, he's allowed to go into her any one of these nights the first time. And v'chol dam shumoytzi tomid, the harosov, even though up until now you only went in a little bit, you only made haror, any blood that he saw until now, we say happy dam besulim. Here we hear Nami to muta live b'chavur b'Shabbos, like the first time you're making a complete bia, you're going in all together. That's what's going to make the chaburah. It's muta to do this on Shabbos. So here you see clearly you're allowed to live with your wife the first time on Shabbos. So Takash, according to the Man Yom, it said before it's also. So Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, Loi labar mi Shabbos. It doesn't mean any one of these four nights. It's excluding Friday night, labar mi Shabbos. Friday night, Shabbos takrit also. Because maybe you're making a chabura, you're making a Pesach, maybe it's Friday night it's also. Omalei Abaya, Abaya said back, that can't be. For ad moitzoi Shabbos, arbo leilos katoni. It says clearly that she's mutter up until moitzoi Shabbos, four nights. Like if you tell me now it's excluding one night, what do you mean four nights? It's not four nights. It's only Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Mitzvah Shabbos, you only have three nights. And it says clearly four nights. It says Mashmi clearly, any one of these nights is Mutta. You see clearly on Friday night on Shabbos, it's Mutta to be boiling your wife the first time, or be a Gemurah. So Gemara says no. Eloma Rav says like this. The Pshat over there is like this. Kisha Boal, we're talking about you already lived with your wife, already either Wednesday night or Thursday night with a complete Bia. So since you already lived with her before Shabbos, that's why it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. For the Gemara Ike Shabbos, if we're talking about that you live with already before Shabbos, so my Kamash Malon, what's the Chiddush that's mutter to do on Friday night on Shabbos? And the Kash reads, it says a double Lashon here. It says a Lashon, she's mutter ad mitzvah Shabbos arba leilis. If it says ad mitzvah Shabbos, so from that alone we know it means four nights. Why does it have to say arba leilis? It says Mashmur coming to teach us that every one of these nights is mutter. But there's a chiddush here. What's the chiddush? It just should have said Ad Moitzoy Shabbos. What's the chiddush of the four nights? So the chiddush is that even on Friday night, even on Shabbos, also it's mutter. So Bishleim, if they didn't live together before, and the first time is Friday night, that's the chiddush. But if you tell me now, we're talking about that he already lived with her on Wednesday night, or already on Thursday night. So what's the chiddush that's mutter to do on Shabbos in these cases? Again, these are cases where the girls are young, where they don't see nidus yet. When you marry your wife now, if she's old already and she does see dam nidus already, we say after the first bia, even though there's no dam, we're choshed, there's some dam, and even though it's dam sulim, but the rabbanim, we give it a din like it's dam nidus. Therefore, she's also to you like a regular nida. But over here, we're talking about now, but she did not see dam yet, she didn't see nidus yet, so we're saying now, Chiddush, you have a right to live with them these four nights. So what's the Chiddush of four nights? That even on Shabbos? So for the Gemara, if you already live with her before Shabbos, Michael Mashmalon, what's the Chiddush? Pshit Tzimutu on Shabbos. So Gemara says, Kamashmalon deshore lemivu b'Shabbos. No, still it's a Chiddush that you're allowed to live with your wife even a second or third time on Shabbos. What's the Chiddush? Kiddush Shmuel, like Shmuel's halacha. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says like this, Pirtza de chuka muta likonis bo b'Shabbos. Shno pirtza de chuka. That's like a small hole. You let her push through your way into it on Shabbos. V'yafal pishem eshayit tzroris. It's a lashon like, let's say you have a hole in the wall and you're pushing yourself through this small hole, even though you're pulling off the pebbles. You're meshayit tzroris. You're pulling off some pieces of the side. Still it's muta. So it means here also, even though when you go into your wife the second or third time, it's still a little bit hard. The makom is still a little bit sore, still a little bit tight there. And every time you go in, you are pushing off a little bit from the besulim still. So I would have thought maybe this is also to do on Shabbos. Kamashmul, no, it's mutter. So Rashi learns, the Baha'i Nami, Dilma Mechvo Purta. Maybe when you go in the second or third time, and now it's Shabbos, you have to be afraid, maybe you're making a little chabura there. Maybe you are pulling off a little bit more skin there. Therefore, maybe I would have thought it's also that there it is, Umisveikale Asminale, Rashi learns. Minasafik, we don't say it's also. Minasafik, we say it's mutter. It's not a vada, you're breaking the psulim altogether like it was broken already. Just we're afraid maybe a little bit is left over, since it's not a vada, it's not a mischab, it's only a safik, therefore we say it's mutter. So that's the chiddush over here, that even the second or third biyah to do on Friday night is also a chiddush to say that it's mutter. But again, it could be that the first biyah that's really making a chabura, maybe that's also to do on Friday night. And that we say here it's mutter, it could be only the second or third biyah. So we have no raya to say it's mutter to make a biyah on Friday night the first time. Yes, verse is vital like this. Moser Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the kash like this. It says, Aloch and Mishnah we had in Brochis, that Chosin potom mekriyashma laila harishin. The Chosin, when he has his chuppah on Wednesday, and the first bee is Wednesday night, he's potter from saying Krishma. Admoit soy Shabbos imo yosa maisa. If he did not have beer with his wife on Wednesday night, but rather maybe on Thursday night or on Friday night, or Moitzoy Shabbos, any one of these nights, if that's the first time he has beer, the halacha is he's potter from saying Krishma. And the reason is why? Because Isaac the mitzvah is potter min a mitzvah. Like he's thinking about doing the mitzvah of beer Rishonah. Therefore, since he's Isaac the mitzvah, he's potter from saying Krishma. Alright, turn over. Now, lemaisa l'alocha bizman hazeh, we say a chosin even the night of his chasana is supposed to say Krishma. Because the reason why he's put here in the din of the Gemara was, at that time they used to have a lot of kavanah. So the pshat is, when you're thinking about doing the mitzvah, you can't have kavanah right now. So therefore you're put from saying Krishma. We don't tell you to stop thinking about the bias mitzvah, but we say no, since you're thinking about doing your mitzvah, you're asking a mitzvah, you're allowed to continue thinking about it. And when you're thinking about it, you can't have enough kavanah to say Krishma, therefore you're potter. And Shenkim is manazeri said that we don't have that much kavanah anyway, so therefore you mechzek yura if you don't say Krishma. At the same amount of kavanah we have a whole year, we could have the night of the chasna rosa. So therefore lemaisa today, even the chasna is supposed to say Krishma. But in the din of the Gemara though, a chasna was potter the first night, or else the first time he lives with his wife, ad mitzvah Shabbos. So Chur Maylav doesn't mean to say it comes out that Friday night he's potter from saying Krishma. If he did not live with his wife Wednesday night or Thursday night, then when it comes Friday night, he's still potter from saying Krishma. Why? Maylav the Torah, the boy the nibble. Isn't he worried? He's thinking about now that tonight he's going to have to do this mitzvah of Bias Mitzvah. So he's thinking about it, how it's going to work out. So therefore he's potter from saying Krishma. But Chur, if you hold it, also to have Bia Friday night, so Huri can't be Torah in the mitzvah. So why is he potter from saying Krishma? That's the Gemara's Raya. And this the Gemara says, Omalei Abaye says, no. Loi de Torah de loi boil. Abaye holds, I'll tell you, really, maybe it's also to have beer the first time Friday night. But why is he potter from saying Krishma? Because his body is the chosin on Friday night, how come he did not do the mitzvah last night or the night before? And Abaye holds, this is also called the term of the mitzvah. That's what Abaye holds. But Omalei Rava did not like this teretz. Rava holds Omalei Rava. Omishom Tir the Potter. As Rava holds that if you're allowed to do the Bia tonight, so you're thinking about doing the Bia's mitzvah, that's called the Tir the thoughts about a mitzvah, that's Deicha mitzvahs. But Rava holds though, but if tonight on Friday night Shabbos is also to have a Bia, you're only thinking about what you didn't do last night, that's not called the Bia of mitzvah. That's not called you have problems on your head. So Rabbi Gamaliel Rava says, "Mishum tir de poter, if you start to have problems, does that give you a pter not to say Krishma? Ela mayat, if so, what's going to be with the person that tovas minosa b'yam? Let's say somebody's ship drowned in the ocean, that it bothers you a lot, you have tremendous tear, this tremendous things are bothering you, maybe you should be poter from Krishma, and we know you're not poter. For the Gemara, maybe no, hochi nami de poter, here also, you want to say that it's poter? But Gemara v'chitavim, maybe you tell me yochinami, maybe yenechinami, maybe kol zaman, any time you have things bothering you, maybe you're potter for saying Krishma. So Gemara says not like that. V'yomar Rabbi Arba Bazavda, Omar Rav, that the locher is oval, that means with somebody, one of your seven kreifim were mace, and after you made the kfur, after you buried them, that now it's chal avelus. Halach is kol zaman yirinovel, the 7 days, is chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvah samuras b'teira. You're chayiv to do all the mitzvahs. You don't have a p'tur of Isaac b'mitzvah potem and a mitzvah, the fact you're thinking about what happened. But opposite, you have the chayiv to do all the mitzvahs. Chutz menat filin. The only mitzvah that chosn is potter from the a novel is potter from the first day. That's from putting on his tefillin. Shenema, because here the pasuk says shenema ben peir. It says in Loshen that you have to put on tefillin on the peir, like on a nice body, and not that somebody that's an oval that's wearing sack. That's not called peir. Rashi says the ain't a peir of tefillin. It's not nice for tefillin to be put on a person that's an oval. It's a shaila if it's din an avelus, why you shouldn't do it. Or it's din in the tefillin. It's not parallel tefillin. It's not nice for the tefillin to be put on such a person. But our call upon of all other mitzvahs, we say the chosin is chayiv, even though a chosin has tirdus, thinks about what happened. It's interesting. Rashi says because shein tzare mitzvah afal pish avelus mitzvah. Even though an oval has a chayiv to be noig avelus, but the tzare, the pain, the bad feelings that he has, that's not part of the mitzvah. That some things are bothering him. So since it's not a tier of the mitzvah, we see yechayiv in mitzvahs. So that's what Rava didn't like about his teretz. If you're going to tell me now that on Friday night, you're not allowed to live with your wife the first time, see if so, why are you putting to saying Krishna? You're not thinking about doing a mitzvah tonight. You're just thinking about what happened last night, what's going to happen tomorrow night. That's not called a tier of mitzvah. Therefore, Rava brings the proof of Mia that Avada novel. The Avada from this here at Saraya that you could have be with your nice with your wife the first time on Shabbos. So Mar says like this, Elu Amar Rabbis. Rabbis says like this, Tanoihi Enachnam is like a machlokes Tanoim if it's mutter to be a rishonim with your wife on Friday night. The Tanya would learn like this, the Tanya Chada. One bride learns like this, Im lo yosa maisa rishon potarach b'sheni potarach b'shlishi. Means if the chosin did not live with his wife Wednesday night, or else Thursday night, the third night, Friday night, he's still potter from saying Krishna. Why? Because he has the mitzvah on Shabbos to live with his wife. You see, the biyur rishon is mutter on Shabbos. For Tan Yiduch, another brisa says like this, rishon v'sheni potter. No, only the first night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night, the chosin is potter from saying Krishna if he didn't live with her yet. But shlishi, when it comes to third night, Friday night, and Shabbos, chayiv, and Echnami then taki Yechayiv in Krishma. Why? Because you're not allowed to make Biyah Rishon on Shabbos. So see, it's a machlokes Tanoim. For Abaye says like this, no. Abaye Shittur is Ostam Nami Betir Da Pligi. Current Abaye could be, everybody holds it's also to have Biyah Rishon on Friday night. But the machlokes is though, this Tirda, is this called the Tirda de Mitzvah or not? Like we said before, Abaye's worry is even though Friday night it's also to have the Biyah Rishonah, but still, what are you thinking about? What's bothering you? What's bothering you is how come you didn't do the mitzvah last night? How come it didn't go the first night? But since you're thinking about the mitzvah, Abaye says that's also called the tier of the mitzvah, that's why you potter. And this Machlokes HaNoyim there is if that's called the tier of the mitzvah or not. So according to Abaye, they both hold that it's also to have Biyah Rishonah on Friday, on Shabbos. So the Morana Bahani Tanoi Kami Tanoi. These Tanoim hold like these Tanoim. The Tanya we learned. Hakoin is Sasabsula. When you make chupa, when you live with your wife, Lo Yivo Batchilo Bashabis. It's also to do it on Shabbos the first time. The Chachomim Matir, the Chachomim say no, it's Mutter. And man Chachom Mua, the Chachomim, or Marav Rebbe Shimon. This is Rebbe Shimon Shita. The Yom that Rebbe Shimon holds all over, Dov Hashenim Eskavin is Mutter. That since it's a Dov Hashenim Eskavin, like we had before, you're not mechavin for the chabura, or you're not mechavin for the Pesach, therefore it's mutter. Omalay Abaye, Abaye asks back, no, for Hamoydi Rabbi Shimon, the sick ratio of Layomus, we had before that Rabbi Shimon agrees that if what you're doing now is a sick ratio, like an example of cutting off the head of a chicken, and it's going to have to die, so something that has to happen, you chayiv even though you don't have intentions for it. So who the kashrut here also? Every time, the first time you live with your wife, the first bia like has to break the psulim. It just has to cause a chabura. It just has to cause a pesach. So what do I care if you don't have intentions for it? It's named a mischavin, but where it's a psik resh, you should be chayiv anyway. So what's the Gemara saying now that according to Reb Shimon, you potter, why you potter? Dishbaimer, before we said the Ptur was maybe because of Kilkul. That's good. Kilkul is Potter. If you want to tell me now the reason why it's Mutter is because Yod like Shimon Shita, that a Dovah Sheni Meskaber is Mutter, over here any Meskaber should be Yosa, because it's a Psik Resha. Some more answers back, no, it's not called a Psik Resha. It doesn't have to break the Psulim, you don't have to cause Dam, and even the first B. It doesn't have to happen. Omalei answered back, Loika Loli Bav Loyin, not like the people in Bovel. Shein Bekiyim Batiyo, they're not Bekiyim, they don't know how to go into their wife, like little sidewoods. Like hit the sides of the rechem, and like not to break the psulim. Elo yesh bekiyim batia. We hold that there are people that are bekiyim. They do know how to go into the wife the first time, even bihatia. Batia means like on the sides. Like you hit the sides of the rechem, the sides of the womb. You don't have to go straight in to break the psulim. So it's possible to say that you could have the bia rishena without breaking the psulim, without causing dam. So therefore, it's not called ipsik resha. For the Gemara, if people are Bekiyim, the Gemara thought that most people are this way, that the Mamish Bekiyim, Sim Kain Torah Lama. See, if so, why is there such a Ptur of Krishma? Why do we say the Chosin the first night is part of saying Krishma? And Rashi Brocha says, what's the Chosin's Tirda? He's worried about the mitzvah that he's afraid maybe he'll make himself into a Kruf Shuvcha. Like he's afraid while he's breaking up the Sulim, he'll also ruin his own Eder, he'll make himself into a Kruf Shuvcha. But if you're going to tell me now everybody knows how to do it piatiya, rov people could do it piatiya, they could do it like sideways carefully, and not hurt themselves. Says so, there should be no tear to the mitzvah. Why are they parted from Krishna? So Marin says, L'shein Baki Enochanami. It's only really for the people that are not Bekiyim, that don't know how to do this piatiya. For them, they're afraid that they'll have, when they break them sulim, they're afraid they'll also make themselves into a Kruf Shuvcha. So Gemara asks, Yomru Boki Mutter, Ushene Boki Yasser. So what should come out now, you want to tell me that what we should say is that a Boki is Mutter, and an Ein Boki should be Yasser? As the Kashavai says here is by Friday night. How do you tell me now what you want to tell me now that Bia Rishon is Mutter? It should be make a difference. If you're a Boki, that is not a Psik Resha, it should be Mutter. But Shein a Boki, some is not a Boki, if him it's a Psik Resha, it should be Yasser to have Bia Rishon on Shabbos. Sumerian says, Roy Bekin Hain. No, most people are Bekin. Since Roy Bekin Hain, that's why it's mutter to have the first beer on Friday night. So, who the kasher is, so what if Roy Bekin Hain? What about the meat? What about some people that are not Bekin? For them, it's a psik resha. For them, it should be also. So Rashi is a bismodna, Rashi is mashma, that since Lamais, the rove people, do it without a tea, it's not called the psik resha. For most people, even the meat people are also mutter. However, Tosis is mashma like this. That we say Roiv Bikinei means that most people are Bikinei, know how to do it. And that's like a Ruben de Lesser Kamon. So everybody you are, whoever you are, you could always say you're from the Roiv. And not the pshat is that people really know if they could do it or not. But even before you tried, it's a possibility that everybody could do it. So therefore, it's not called the Psik Resha. Get like people don't know themselves if they could do it or not. So if you want to know, does he have a tirda like by a chos in the first night? True, he's afraid. He's afraid maybe he won't be able to do it, there'll be hatiya, and he'll have to break the besulam, and maybe he'll hurt himself. Therefore, he's Torah, the mitzvah, and he's potiphar saying Krishna. But if you want to know on Shabbos, is it called the psik resha, that it has to happen? No, it does not happen. But since most people are bikiyim, and people taka do not know what they are, and even more than that, it was about every single person, it's possible that he could do it batiya, and it's possible not. And every single person, like Rav Pom, he could do it batiya, just sometimes not. So therefore, it's not considered the psik resha. It doesn't have to happen that you have to break the psulim. It's possible you could go in the first time without breaking the psulim. Therefore, it's mutter according to Rav Shimon on Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, Omalei Rova ba Rav Chonin Labaya. That what Ella Mayat, if the way you say now, that rove people are Bekiyim, Beatiyam, if so, Shoshrinan Lama. Why do we have to have good friends there by the night of the beer? And there's a Mishnah later, in the Morris times, they used to do is, when the Chosin and Kala used to have the first beer at night, they used to have friends there, like outside the room. The Chosin had his best friend, and the Kala had her best friend. And right after the bia, they used to check out the room there to see if there's blood on the blanket or not. To see if there's blood on the mapa, this is the Gemara says. Mapa lami. There was a din also, they used to put down a special cloth. like on the sheet, and they would have the first bee on top of the cloth, and then afterwards they would check out the cloth to see if there's blood there or not. Because there's problems, sometimes later the chosna is going to complain that his wife was a bula, the first bia, she was a bula already, she wasn't a psula, and he didn't find dam, and he doesn't want to give her ksuba. Her husband could come later to complain, so we want to make sure he has no complaint, so we want to check out to make sure we know the truth. So therefore there was such a takono that there should be edim there, people check it out right after the bia, to see if there's blood there on the map or not. If you're going to tell me now, that what rov pomim, a person knows how to make a piatia, a person knows how to do it, that there should be no dam. So what's the purpose of this all altogether here? We shouldn't have to have the friends come there? Like anyway, the chosin could do it in a way that there's no dam. But in other words, the question is, like if the husband wants a fula, like anyway he could fula. Like anyway, he'll do it piatia. He'll do it like a little bit on the side and not break the psulim. And he won't tell her about it. And they'll could come out, the husband will complain, I made a regular bia and I didn't find dam. So if the husband doesn't want to complain, even if they have the shishvinim there, and the people check out the cloth, still, he could like fula. So Gemara says no. Gemara says, Amalei hosam shem le'yira v'yoyvat. Like Bataka, we say now, that sometimes when he makes a regular bia gemura, the pshat is then this should be done. So we want to check out to make sure that there was dam there. Or else, because maybe we're afraid there was dam, and the husband will just lose it, throw it away, the cloth there. So if we want the shishvim to check it out. So the Tosfos explains like this. And the Teretz says, really, that what are we afraid of? Maybe he did it piatia, and Anisha could tell. The Isha would know. If the husband only came in, like on the side of the Rechem, made piatia, she'll tell us that. She realizes it, that it was done piatia. And then the husband can't complain he didn't see any dam. Because he only went in biatia, that's why there was no dam. But on the side that he makes a biya gemura, then the mouth, there should be blood there. So that's why normally we do want the shashrinin and the mapa to be there that we could check it out. Because avada, a person could do it bihatiya. But our koponim, roi ponim, though he does a normal biya gemura. And with a biya gemura, really there should be dam there. Therefore we still want to check it out to make sure there was dam. The husband can't complain later to say there wasn't any dam. But it's no stira. People are bikiyim batiya. It's not a psik ratio. It doesn't have to happen. But our koponim, usually, like the Tosfos speaks out, if it's not on Shabbos, you're mechavim to make a biya gemura. And that we say you should do biatiya, it's only Friday night maybe. Like to try not to break the psulim. But throughout the whole week, Havada, we say that then the biya should be a biya gemura. So Havada, there is a purpose in having the shishrina there and having the mapa there. So kitzur, there's no stira. People are bikiyim, it's possible they can make the first bia, biatiyah, without breaking the psulim. Therefore, it's mutal alochra to do it the first bia Friday night on Shabbos. However, chosn is part of a saint krishma, bizmana gemara, because he did that the tirdi, that he's not sure he himself if he could do it or not. Alright, the next sugi will stop, continue on the next type, or we'll stop here. Yeah. You're holding that Vovim at base, the bottom Gemara. Here, most of Rav Amri has a kasha like this. It says, Alocha Hamafris Mursa B'Shabbos. If somebody opens up a pimple on Shabbos, there's pus inside the pimple, and you break open the pimple, I'm not to take the pus out. So it says like this. Im lasis lo peh, if your kavanah is to open it up, to make a peh, to make a nice opening there, that you could use it tomorrow also. In other words, all the pus doesn't come out at one time. So you want to make a nice opening there, that tomorrow more pus will come out. And know what the Tosfos says, your kavanah is also, that avir should go inside. Because the pesach always has to be made, lahachnis alhoitzi, to bring things in it and to take things out of it. So there, if your kavanah is to make a nice pesach, that you want air to come in, and you also want the pus to come out. So that's your kavanah, then you're mamash chayiv mid yiraisa. Like Rashi says, shu mesakein pesach, you're making a pesach, v'chayiv mishum bainetz, like building. The yashkechon binyin babalechayim d'chsiv ayivin es atzela. Hashem made the tzela, mashum es shayach a binyin bainodim. So if you make a pesach in your body, that's an issa yiraisa of binyin. But what about v'im lohoitzi v'men aleicha? Let's say your whole kavanah is only just to take the pus out of the pimple, but not amanas to make a pesach. That's not your kavanah. Your kavanah is just to take out the lecha.
So by making the Pesach, it's like a Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufo. Then we said the Melacha is Potter.